Mahavira, Savan, Itina, Das, Traya, Tri, Asan, Veya, Urdhvari, Das. Completely celibate. Deity, Atma Vidyaya, in the transcendental knowledge, Arva Bhava, from the childhood, Arabhya, beginning, Krita Parichayaha, very well versed, Paramahamsya, of the highest spiritual perfection of human life, Eva, certainly, Ashramam, the order, Abhijan, execute. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Three among these ten, namely Kavi, Mahavir, and Savana, live in complete celibacy, thus trained in brahmachari life from the very beginning of childhood. They were very conversant with the highest perfection known as the Paramahamsa Ashram. The word Urdhvareta in this verse is very significant. Urdhvareta refers to one who can control sex life and who, instead of wasting cement by discharging it, can use it, most important substance accumulated in the body, to enrich the brain. When one can completely control the sex life, is able to work wonderfully with his brain, especially in remembering. Thus, students who simply hear Vedic instructions once from their teacher could remember them verbatim without needing to read books, which therefore did not exist in former times. Another significant word is Arva Bhavat, means from very childhood. Another meaning is from being very affectionate to children. In other words, Paramhamsya life is dedicated for the benefit of others. Just as a father sacrifices many things out of affection for his son, great saintly persons sacrifice all kinds of bodily comforts for the benefit of human society. In this connection, there is a verse concerning the six Goswamis. Because of their compassion to the poor fallen souls, the six Goswamis gave up their exalted positions as ministers and took vows as mendicants, thus minimizing their bodily wants as far as possible. Each accepted only a loincloth and a begging bowl. Thus they remained in Vrindavan to execute the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by compiling and publishing various Vaishnava literatures. Om Jnana Pradhanasya Jnana Pradhanasya Chakshuru Vilitanyena Tasmi Sri Guruve Maha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Adama Kandata Iswapadam Dhanam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Tathapada Pramadam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sadhukatam Sarvanadhanatam Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanasaitam Sri Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Sadam Sahagana Lalita Sri Chakantanscha He Krishna Brahma Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Govesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namaswate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Radha Vishri Namaste Devi Pranamami Hari Kri Vanchata Katarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyakeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadha Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. केशांग करी कबीर महावीर आसन्न आत्मविद्यायाम कृत परिचया पारमहंस भजन परमहंस इज द थर्ड स्टेज ऑफ संन्यास आश्रम इन द प्रीवियस एजेस वेयर Sannyas was not forbidden. It was a mandatory requirement for those who are Aryas who have to fulfill four purposes of life. First purpose is to understand the dharma, religion, but that religion belongs to Atma, not bodily religions. Dharma, therefore one has to accept a spiritual master. For bodily religions, for body fulfillment, you do not require a spiritual master, you require political leaders. Require spiritual master for fulfilling your material desires. They require spiritual master. So therefore, dharma was pertaining to the ultimate occupation of the soul in the service of the supreme. So dharma was to be learned in the brahmachari ashram. And then to understand the transcendental nature, one must be established in the world of goodness. So one must become subjugated to the rule of the spiritual master. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasodantam Guru Ritam. For the sake of Guru's pleasure, he has to leave. Where he is taught to control all the senses. Prabhupada would say that yes, sometimes, you know, if the guru forgets some student and won't call them for eating, they have to fast. So what a discipline was required. All that is meant for simply understanding the eternal occupation of the soul. Yes. So such a stern training was given in Brahmachari. So ultimately they will be able to control the six urges directly in service of the Guru. Because Guru is connecting into Krishna and he is doing through his medium service to Lord Krishna. Vacho Vedam, Manasakrodha Vedam, Jiva Vedam, Udaropastha Vedam. These are the six pulls or forces of our senses. People want to talk. In the morning the crow says ka 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 and every bird start their chirping. Prabhupada said, it is simply meant for where is the food, where is the food. Or when it is where is the food is finished, then where is the sex, where is the sex. There is nothing important in the chirping. So vacha vega should not be utilized for any other purpose rather than preaching. Preaching should be, however, forceful. So vega means very close. But if it is not utilized in Krishna's service, in preaching, then it will be utilized in prajalpa. Prajalpa. The mind is simply obsessed in material things and we keep on talking prajalpa. It's a gadget. What is called Samsung Galaxy. It is aiding to prajalpa. should not be utilized. So vacha vegam, mana, mind is turbulent. It has so many ideas of accepting and rejecting and keep it busy, but they are all materially motivated. So you cannot easily overcome the mind. Krodha vegam. Krodha means anger. Because every now and then, seemingly we want sense gratification, but all our efforts are futile, and as if the sense gratificatory process is a cheating process. It does not give us any tangible pleasure. We get frustrated. We become angry with our own self. And in anger, lose all the vigor, vitality, the stored energy. One of the important source of stored energy is in Vedas, one's own semen. If it is going into gutter so easily, then what is the use? Person will become, even though as a person will become completely impotent physically as well as mentally as well as spiritually.
Fulfill the obligations of Krishna. Not
a loose hand, says the Vikram. Otherwise, he is again going to be frustrated, and frustration means anger, and anger means destruction. So that is the second purusharthi. Artha, artha. If you want karma, artha is needed. Nothing is free. So you are becoming like an ass or an oxen to be going round and round and round and not come out from that cycle. Unless one is totally disgusted by experience, then he will say to be intelligent. So the life is trained in giving you four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama. The kama is only meant for kamas inendriya kritir labho. It is not meant for the desire, even for sex life, is not meant for sense gratification. As long as you jiva chatattva jigyasa, nasti artha karma bhihi, there was never any other implication just to engage in sense gratification. Seven accept is so. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj was a naishthiki brahmachari. And yet he would dare to say, if I had to beget children, I will beget 100 children for the sake of Krishna's pleasure. And indeed, just like Krishna, the teaching is 100 sons. My dear sons, Nayam Devadeva Ajangur Roke Kastana Kamat Arhadevid Bhujan. My dear sons, also, we are not these bodies, we are the enjoyers of the world. Nayam Deva, na Deva Bhujan. Nruloke, in this human form, Kastana Kamat. Kasta means troubles. Kama means the material desires of sense of gratification. They are nothing but trouble. But they are being enjoyed by Vidpujari, easy, without going into any training. Vidpuj means the school leaders, hogs and dogs. If such kastana kama are easily available to the Vidpujari, then what is your complaint? Tapo divyam putrakaya. My dear sons, tapo divyam. Engage into an austerity which provides you the divinity. Not like Hiranyakashipu. He was not divine. He did a lot of austerity. His tapa is not called divyam. But divyam means we have to surrender to the Supreme Lord, who is Divya, whose activities are Divya, whose name is Divya, by engaging our senses into the divine nature of the Supreme Personality of God. Tapo Divya Mena Pukhutayena Tashmadham Sokhyam Tvananta, by which you will be able to attain the eternal blissful existence. Ananta. What a freedom! We have experience of freedom. Early morning we start getting the experience of what is freedom by going into toilet. It's a great relief. That is freedom. Then now you can do some activity, otherwise the activities will be interrupted and the whole day will be spoiled. Such force of nature is there. It will spoil your game if you don't obey. So So get trained up for Christ. The material world is not ours. Jail is not belonging to us. Can anybody, any prisoner claim that this is my jail? I like it very much. I will take to it. Jail is not supposed to be owned. So here, the word purpureta is very, very simple. Because out of 10, 3 were very conversant with the principle of pure devotion. They are Kavi, Mahavir, and Samana. These three sons are Priyavrata. They will be endowed with so many good qualities. They are pure devotees. Sri Prabhupada is telling that Urdhvareta refers to one who can control sex life and who, instead of wasting semen by discharging it, can use this most important substance accumulated in the body to enrich the brain. To enrich the brain. Urdhva means upward, not downward. It has to be absorbed and entered into the brain. So, what is the result of it? That the ultimate aim of the life is to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead and be easily achieved by it. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. The Shravanam and Kirtan, but at the same time, Archanam, Vandanam, Pujanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam, they are all supposed to be serving to Smaranam, remembrance. Remembrance out of the 9 processes is the utmost important. Satatam smartavyam Vishnu, vismartavyam najanuchit, sarva vidhi nishedha, siu eva kinkara. Indeed, all this process are subservient to the purpose of remembrance of Vishnu. So, Urdhvareta has a direct connection with the remembrance of the transcendental nature. Why? We are keeping Shikha. People are asked, but the first and foremost important aspect of keeping a Shikha is to determine to conserve the simile. Conserve Urdhvareta. If somebody doesn't understand, then he'll say, okay, it's a flag of Narada or a devotee called flag. It is fine. But for the Brahma Vidya or the knowledge of the absolute truth, one observes the celibacy in order that he will remember forever. And he will remind others who are forgiven because he remembers. So such an important thing cannot be wasted in gutter every now and then. It's a self-responsibility. So does the student who simply hear the Vedic instructions once from the teacher could remember them verbatim without need to read books, which therefore did not exist in the former times. Nobody required even the books. It's not that nobody was literate. Nobody was literate at that time. Everybody was literate. But literacy comes through hearing and doing. Our modern day literacy is not real literacy. That even after using the eyes to read the books and everything, still we keep on forgetting. So, this is important. Now, these sons of Agni, they were all expansions of Agni Devi. And Agni Dev is having an important function to see eyes. Yakchaksuresa savita sakalagrahanam. In the Virat form, when it was being formulated in meditation of Brahmaji, he saw that when the eyes are being formulated of the Virat Rupa, Agni Dev took the charge of it. They were not manifested. But nonetheless, Viratman was the first one to manifest. So unmanifested living entities who are demigods, they become in charge. We worship Surya Narayan, Savita, Savitri Narayan, in order to understand that without his light, we will not be able to see. But what we see is only a reflection, because he is supposed to show us who is the origin. So the word Om is required on the chanting the Savitri Gayatri. Om refers to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, addressed through the indirect media, not direct media. When you address Krishna, you do not require Om Krishna. No. In our Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is no Om. There is a direct address. Krishna is directly available. But through them, you require Om. That you are not independent. You belong to Om. So now, teach me whatever you think you can. Like that. So, Agni Dev takes charge. In the nostrils of Om, then Ashwini Kumar's twins, they take the charge. But they are not manifested. Nonetheless, their presence is ever there. When every living entity, even before material manifestation, they were there. So don't think that it was not through the perception of our eyes we do not see. Krishna says, no, avyaktam vyakti mahapannam manyate maam prabhutaya. Fools think that I have been manifested from an unmanifested state. No, I am always manifested. But you don't have access to Goloka Vrindavan, that is why you do not see it. Therefore, you have to see through my other kinds of eyes, like Chakshu Savita. Yes, Chakshu Resa Savita Sakalutra. So, like that. There is another significant word in this sloka, is called Arba Bhavat. From very childhood, Arba Bhavat. So, these three were very conversant with the dharmic principles and the purpose behind it. They are becoming like very special. Arva Bhavat, which means from the very childhood, but it also means that from the being very affectionate to the children. Who can become real affectionate? These children are supposed to be getting affection from the parents, but their hidden meaning, Arba Bhava, is that they will become such great personalities that they will become compassionate upon the fallen conditioned souls. So who could be more benevolent than that? Like that. So Arpa Bhava means from the very childhood, but at the same time, even they became mature in the principles of religion. They chose not to waste this semen. They became perfect sannyas. Means sannyas's perfection is called paramahamsa. So there are three stages that in other ages that was compulsory for every progressive male to take sannyas. That is a Kutichak, Bahudak, and Parivrajakacharya, and Kutra is Paramahamsa. Right? So you can see they didn't have to get training of Kutichak, Bahudak, or Parivrajakacharya. Right from the beginning of the childhood, they were on the conversant level with Paramahamsa. So, Srila Prabhupada is giving the connection here that our six Goswami, Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raghunatha Sri Jiva Gopala Asa. So, all these Goswamis were having a high status in social life, but they chose by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to Vrindavan and live very simple life. And that has been explained that look how they are compassionate, but they themselves remain completely alone. That Tyakva Turnam Ashesha Mandalapatim. Mandalapatim means they were ministers. They gave up that ministerial positions. Training Sadatuchavar, such high profile was considered by them insignificant. So give up easily to be given. Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kau Karunaya. Dinesh. Who is a Dinesh? Lord Krishna. Dina Hina Jata Chilo Hariname Uttariyo. The Dinesh. Dina Gana means everybody else in the material life is a Dina Gana. Compassion, karunaya, kaupina kanthaksta. Their only possession was kaupina. It's a torn cloth to be tied up in his waist. And kamandalu. Kaupina kanthaksta. So it is for the real compassion on the fallen souls. The six Goswamis gave up their positions as ministers and took vows as mendicants. So to take the vow of mendicant means you have to be totally absorbed in service of Lord Krishna through the order of Guru. Otherwise, there is no necessity of taking the sannyas ashram. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj practically followed is and re-establish the sannyas ashram. Otherwise it was a voluntary Babaji position that is giving up, but now Babajis are also getting more sophisticated in attracting people to make their own disciples. Babajis are not meant for making disciples. But anyway, one can take the shelter of the Babaji if the door he wants to be serious in his own bhajan. But then he cannot go and preach outside. He will have to make another settlement somewhere near Govardhan. He cannot preach outside. So we see the position of six Goswamis is compared to this position of the great three sons of Priyavrata. Of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by compiling and publishing various Vaishnava literatures. We have to remain in Vrindavan, but we are not under the direct order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write books and this and that. But we have to study their books. Therefore, study of such literatures is more conducive in Vrindavan. Study of Goswami's literature becomes more conducive in Vrindavan. If somebody writes and if somebody studies, the purpose remains the same. That those who have realized will infuse realization into one who studies. So, the purpose of Vrindavan is not to make other arrangements. Girl should not come here to get married. Or, they should study instead. They should study. The boys should not come here to find girls. This is Vrindavan. Here the situation will be more conducive if we are taking the mood of the Goswamis. Tattva Purnam Sheshamam Bhavati. The purpose of Vrindavan is to get educated. Proper. The facility is given. It is Radharani's desire. So we have to be conversant with the purpose of coming to Vrindavan. So in this verse, these three sons of Priyavrata becomes quite distinguishable from the other seven. They took the Grahastha Ashram, they took the position of the seven rulers of the seventh continent. So that's fine. But they would not have come to Vrindavan. Such a situation is prevailing. And Vrindavan becomes quite distinct. Place, then one has required such management from a household of nature. The whole world should be managed by the household. A Vrindavan should be managed only by pure devotional service. When the preachers come to Vrindavan, they should not have much of a paraphernalia. I'm wearing one shawl, one jacket, one sweater. But what can you do? It's a precarious situation. In Kali Yuga, it becomes more distinguished. But when the Goswamis came, Kali Yuga was there. So we have to become more and more conversant with the purpose for which we are living in. And we will be able to raise our consciousness to the desire of life going to God. Here we find even difficulty in chanting Hare Krishna, even though it is so conducive. Which devotional service can be easily carried out in the hotel? Flower garlands? Easy. Curing flowers is a difficulty in this season, right? Tulsi, you have to struggle hard to keep tulsi. Nothing is easy. Emotional service means a voluntary taking austere situation first and dedicate that austerity in service of the devotees. That is galaxies. Prajalpa. Sahani, right? Let's try our best and promote ourselves to the higher realm of Krishna consciousness by understanding this character that Srila Prabhupada is describing in this verse. Anybody has any questions? Take the mic. What do you think? So, how come we justify better than nothing? After all, we have to depend upon Alena Parichi. We have to see what result it is producing. But we can't keep on justifying our activity which are even conducted on sub-religious principles to be equated with transcendental activity of Srila Prabhupada. No. We can't keep on equating. It's an excuse. Preaching was so much vibrant and spontaneous when these gadgets were not there. I know in 1971 it was very difficult to call to India from US. We had to go through the operator and sometimes we had to wait for days to get a line. Yeah, all the activities were being performed. Prabhupada would write letters by hand. You can't. Either you can read through this Facebook.
Maharaj, you are explaining about like a difference between Bhavajis and Sannyasis.
I don't know much. I just get some impression from Srila Prabhupada that they were, they are Bhajanandis, they want to remain aloof, but now they are collecting disciples. So they are forfeiting the purpose of being Bhavajis. Bhavajis are collecting disciples. There's no snatch away from his calling. So what do you think?
Actually, my question was that why one cannot take the shelter of Bhavajis?
If you want to become a Bhajanandi yourself, then go. Who is preventing you? But unfortunately or fortunately, you have been inducted in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army, so go and fight. Become ghost chairman. That's your purpose. Now why did you join? Become a preacher and go out. Hamare agya guru anantare. It's a blanket quote. Do you need somebody's permission? That level, there is no need. At that level. But that is the purpose. It's a preaching movement. It's not a bhajan movement. Would you want to? Anything else? Jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada.
Jai.